This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 365, Stunning Sample Speaking, part 3, Answers About the Internet.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, I provide stellar part 3 sample speaking answers for Cambridge IELTS questions about the internet. In these answers, you will learn vocabulary that you will not find anywhere else. Hello, wonderful IELTS Energy listeners. I am flying solo today here in snowy winter apocalypse land of Portland. I don't know if this news has reached your country, but my city is actually making like national headlines in the States. The weather is insane. We got a foot of snow last week and it's still on the ground. And now we have 7 days of freezing rain ahead. So, needless to say, I'm very lucky that I can work from inside the comfort of my home with the heaters turned on. And I really hope that you guys are not experiencing this insanity of winter weather like I am. Okay, so recently, guys, I published a YouTube video on our YouTube channel, IELTS Energy TV. If you're not a subscriber, go over there now and subscribe. And it was about vocabulary for technology, academic vocabulary, to get you that 8 or higher. We're really aiming for the highest scores possible here, okay? So when I was typing up the show notes for that video, I thought we need to do some sample answers here. So guys, you can go to our website, IELTS.allearsenglish.com, and search for episode 365. That's this episode. I will link to that video in this article. Okay. So today I am going to answer some speaking part 3 questions from a Cambridge IELTS book. All right. So you know these questions are test valid, right? And you also know that I don't plan or take notes or practice my answers before I give them to you in the videos and on the podcast, because that is not authentic, right? That is not how you learn to be natural and talk like a native speaker. So while you're listening today, you guys, I want you to take notes on, well, of course, the interesting vocabulary that I use, but I also want you to take notes on how specific I get, okay? And then, very importantly, guys, write down the interesting transition phrases and introduction phrases that I use, the natural way to link my ideas, because these are features that you don't get in textbooks, right? These are features that you don't get in normal IELTS classes, but these are the features that give you nines on the speaking exam. Okay, so you are gonna have to listen to this a couple times, you guys. So if you don't already, please get out a pen and paper. Listen carefully and take notes. All right, let's get into it. All right, so the first question is, what effect has the internet had on the way people generally communicate with each other? And my answer would be, oh my gosh, how has it not affected the way we communicate? It's revolutionized everything about the way people connect with each other these days. I mean, my own work is a great example of this. Just today, I taught a student via Skype in the Ukraine. And then after that, I taught a student in Japan. And then in about an hour, I'm going to teach a student in Brazil. I would say that the internet has just extremely changed in unimaginable ways the way that we talk and interact with other people. Okay, so the next question is, why do you think the internet is being used more and more for communication? I would say, I think this is a rather obvious answer, but I'll see how well I can do. Obviously it's convenient and easy, right? But I guess we could dive more deeply into this. The ease and convenience comes from being able to take your communication devices with you anywhere, right? You don't have to lug a stagecoach. You don't have to ride a horse to send a message. You don't have to, you know, walk 5 miles to your nearest telegraph office to send a communique to your boss. No, these are archaic and antique ways of getting in touch with people. So yeah, we can talk to anybody any time of the day via a variety of platforms, new ones being introduced every day, such as Facebook Live. And these things are becoming natural to us, right? Nobody thinks twice about whipping out their phone and chatting on Facebook, whether they're in the cafe or at home on the couch, cooking dinner, right? Walking around the park with their dog. and I'm sure from some other places that shall not be mentioned here. But the long and short of it is that it's just plain easy to communicate with anybody at any time of the day from any location. Hello, lovely IELTS students. If you are ready to get the highest score on your next IELTS speaking exam, just like Andresa, who got an 8.5 on her speaking exam after going through the 3 Keys IELTS Success System, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. All right. So the final question I will answer today is, how reliable do you think information from the internet is? And what about the news on the internet? And my answer would be, well, that's really a 2-part question, isn't it? If I go back to the first part, the information online, you know, despite what a lot of people say, despite the innumerable naysayers out there, information is, I think, generally reliable. You just have to be intelligent about evaluating the source. So if you're looking at a journal from your field, right, like the IT field or the hospitality field, if you're looking at a professional journal, you could trust that information. You could trust research from valid organizations, right? We know that. But we also have to be smart about these websites and these platforms that are open sourced, like Wikipedia, because you don't know who is contributing. You don't know who is writing this information. So you have to take those facts, quote unquote, facts with a grain of salt, because you have no idea, literally no idea where they're coming from. And as to the second part of the question about news, this is in the headlines today. I can't tell you how many stories I've read and listened to about this, because it's current, right? I'm sure you know what example I will bring forth here, but the U.S. election during the campaign season, apparently, people say Russian hackers, I don't know, but there was some sort of espionage, cyber espionage happening where fake news stories about Hillary Clinton and perhaps Donald Trump as well proliferated people's Facebook news feeds, and they verified what people already wanted to believe. So nobody checked the source. Nobody checked to see if these news stories were reliable, because they just confirmed their own opinions about one candidate or another. So I think we just have to be smart consumers of information. And as long as we know the source, and as long as we know exactly who is providing this article or news story, then we know whether or not to trust it. And honestly, I only read articles from the New York Times and listen to stuff on NPR, because I don't want to muddy the waters, so to speak, of my perspective. Okay, so That was a good answer. As I was going through these answers, you guys, it occurred to me how many amazing vocabulary words and phrases I was tossing out there. Of course, I love talking, so it's not that hard for me. And these are topics that I actually talk about in English all the time, right? So again, topics like this that are a little more familiar, I hope you guys will have an easier time tackling, but you still have to use these native speaker high scoring words and phrases. So in the blog post for this episode, again, episode 365, I will note down the interesting vocabulary I threw out today. So come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. Check out that article, you guys. I will also link to the YouTube video in that article. All right, so your next step is to practice your answers to these very same questions. Feel free, please use the vocabulary I did, but try to come up with examples from your own worldview, your own country, your own culture, and what you have experienced, okay? Don't just copy my stuff because that won't be authentic to you and it's not going to benefit you on test day. So use my vocabulary, yes, but you need to express it within the confines of your own ideas. Okay, guys, that is it for me today. This was a short but sweet and dense episode. I really hope you listen to it a few times. Learn as much as you can and then use what you learn in your practice. All right, if you are ready to learn more about what the examiner wants, more strategies to hit that high score, check out our course, The 3 Keys IELTS Success System, available now at allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening today, and I hope you have a wonderfully warm winter afternoon.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.